Network Marketing 2.0, episode 105. For more marketing and more free training resources, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I have something pretty exciting for you. This episode is actually inspired by my friend, Ray Higdon. I'm telling you, man, I'm pumped. You know, let me just share something with you. If you're listening to me, I don't know, on Facebook, on podcast, wherever you're listening to me, make it a point to get to this podcast and listen to something, even if it's just for 5 minutes every morning. I guarantee you, your business will take shape, will take the shape that you want. I was just listening to an episode from Ray Higdon's Home Business Profit, and that inspired today's topic. And the topic is the danger of network marketing ideas versus execution, or should I call it work? Is it work? I'm not sure, you know, but maybe by the end of this episode, you'll be able to figure that out. Here's the deal, all right? I have very similar stories to Ray Higdon's, okay? I have very similar stories to him. I started with real estate. I did 41 short sales, 40 something short sales, a lot of other type of deals, made a lot of money. And, you know, when the market shifted, I wasn't ready, just like him. Okay. But I was lucky enough not to have created a flamboyant lifestyle. So I had a lot of money that I was able to live on. I didn't have houses like he did. I didn't have rentals like he did. He had a bunch of rentals. Had foreclosures. I didn't have any of those because I was just lucky enough to avoid all of those situations. I was tempted to acquire some properties by myself, but I just didn't because I was maybe a lot younger and I was just enjoying life. I was single. I was doing some travelings and things like that. But something he said that really hit the nail for me. What I like about him is that you're gonna hit the real deal from him. Okay. You know he's getting results because every now and then he takes the time to share it just as an appreciation thing. But ultimately, he's about the work. He's about building and impacting lives and things like that. And that's what I'm about. You know, you have a lot of people online showing the lifestyle. They live on the beach. They move to Costa Rica. They move to Colombia, and they're just always traveling. And to be honest, that's probably very unrealistic for you. You know, maybe you have family, you have a life already, and you need some stability. You have children that are in high school, and you can't just up and leave like that. Well, my last kid is going to be in elementary right now, so I can't just up and be leaving anyhow. I do get to leave the lifestyle I want, meaning I could wake up and record a podcast every morning. I'm working from home, and I can get out, go to the library in the evening when I feel like it, but I don't have to be on anyone's clock, and that's a beautiful thing. But guess what? I work literally around the clock. My brain is always working, and that's when I could resonate with what it was saying about struggle. Struggle is not a negative thing, okay? It's growth. That comes with growth, all right? Every time you're trying to grow, it comes with struggle. Every time a baby is trying, the teeth of a brand new baby is trying to come out, it's a struggle. They get sick. You ever heard that before when they say they're teething, right? Yeah, it's a struggle because that's part of what comes with growth. So what you're trying to eliminate when you're trying to build a business is not struggle. It's not work. You're not trying to eliminate work. I tell people all the time, we're all hard workers. We know how to work hard. We do that on a day job already. So it's not a matter of eliminating work. It's about making your work something you absolutely enjoy doing. You ever see somebody, a programmer, a coder? I'm a coder a little bit, okay? A little bit because I went to school for computer engineering. And I had to tell myself to stop getting too much lured into coding. I sit down at the computer, stop messing with these things. Before I know it, 2 hours is gone because I'm actually enjoying the process. You know, there are certain things that you do that you know you just enjoy doing, even if you don't get paid doing it. But at some point, I had to worry about productivity. I had to worry about producing. See, there's a difference between producers and consumers. Many of you listening to me right now, what many of us do is we consume and we have to tell ourselves and consciously, deliberately say, no, it's time to produce. It's time to produce. And that's what I have to do. A lot of time when I'm coding, I say, listen, this is minimum wage job. Let me get somebody else to do this work. All right. Because, you know, I'm essentially consuming the enjoyment I get from doing that. So we have to find a balance between producing and consuming, and we should still consume. We should still travel. We should still enjoy life, but you can't overdo it. He also said something. He said, after the third day on vacation, he's ready to get to work. That's me. You know, my heritage is Africa, Nigeria. And anytime I go to Nigeria, I literally, on the third day, I'm ready to get back to the United States so I can work. Because internet is not as flowy as it is here, over there. So if I go to vacation, Caribbeans, anywhere, on the third day, I'm ready to get to work. Well, my wife knows from day one that I'm bringing my laptop, whatever number of days we're going for. We're planning another trip with a friend, with friends right now that we do every year right now. And I have to bring my laptop. I have to stay connected because I love what I do. And that's essentially what you're trying to do. Now, the danger of network marketing ideas, here's the thing, okay? It's about coming, bringing everything down to a system where you don't need ideas, okay? You need ideas when you're trying to grow. You need ideas, but it needs to strategically come into your business. What most people do with their business is that ideas, just daily ideas run their business. If they have a new idea today, they're going to change strategies today. Tomorrow, they change strategies again because there's a new idea. On the next day, they change ideas again. People have overdose of ideas as opposed to execution. What you are lacking is execution, taking action, okay? The work part of this business, the not necessarily work, but actually executing on what you already know. That's what you're lacking in this business. So I just wanted to share this with you. It's really about ideas versus execution. I would choose execution all day long. And then ideas are lovely, but I strategically bring them into my business. Does that make sense? That's essentially what I do. And execution, that's what you need. Work. You already have that. You know how to do that. So we just need to execute. I still struggle with that. Okay. Sometimes ideas are all over the place and I just want to execute. Right now I'm putting a webinar together that's going to be pure value for my audience without us selling anything. And, I need to get to it and just do it as opposed to overthink it. I need to just open my PowerPoint, the slides, and put the slides together and get it done. And, sometimes I overthink it to the extent that I overdo it. Execution is a lot better than work itself. Work, you already know how to do. Execution, just taking action, is what you need more, especially more than ideas in your business. And I thank you very much for Rahigden for all the inspirations I've gotten from him over the years. You know, he's a guy that learned some SEO stuff from us too. I think I've learned more from him ever than he could possibly learn by SEO, because SEO is just a strategy. The kind of stuff we're learning here is stuff you're living by on a daily basis, stuff that are not necessarily that you can't really write down. You just have to leave it to understand it. When I say executions are better than ideas, that's not common knowledge, you know, but it's becoming clearer and clearer. But hey, thank you guys also for being here. Please leave a review if you really enjoy this podcast. Come back here every day. I do this 5 days a week, and I bring you some of the best insights from me just listening to other people's podcasts. I will see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.